Well, let me welcome you back to This Week in the Association. Kevin and I are honored to welcome the Sioux City Explorers broadcaster, Zach Berman, to the show. Zach, thanks for joining us here.
Oh, my gosh. No problem. Anytime, guys.
Well, Zach, first of all, I'll talk about, so you're new to the team here for the season, but as you look at what's going on with the Sioux City Explorers' disappointing end to the 2022 season, how do you feel is the kind of the vibe or atmosphere around the team heading into this season?
The vibes right now, and I say this as guys are swinging in the batting cage right in front of me, it's a really laid-back vibe to this season, of course. Last year didn't end the way we wanted it to, and it's a very new-look roster. There's only 7 returning players on the whole squad. So, you know, Mongo and Bobby and Josh Hines, our new hitting coach, they've really put together at least – from the early stages of it, of course, you can't really judge too much until the games are actually played. But this is a talented bunch. There's guys from all over the place. I'm excited to see how it turns out because this is going to be, I think, and we'll definitely get into this, the play style of this team is going to be different than in years past.
Interesting. Let's talk a little about that. As you mentioned, a lot of new faces to this club this season. Very different lineup, I think, we're going to see out of this team. So what do you expect this team to look like?
I expect there to be a lot more power in this year's lineup compared to X's teams of years past. And you look at guys like Jake Sanford, who had a great year in Ottawa last year, Malik Bolin, who was a 4-year starter at college and hit 15 homers for Harden-Baylor last year. I look at these guys, I look at, you know, you have some former major league talent, Yuri Perez comes in, Vince Fernandez hit 15 homers in AAA with Vegas last year. It is going to be a very different look than I think of, you know, the Explorers teams of past, which were built on, well, small ball and, well, the pitching, of course, that's still this team's bread and butter, and I love this staff this year.
As you look at these players, Zach, I understand you're just starting to get to know them this season a little bit, but are there some stories that you think that Sioux City Explorers fans are really going to enjoy when they hear about a certain group of players?
Certain group of players that I think guys are really going to enjoy hearing about. I look at the starting rotation right now because a lot of that is still up in the air. There's not really, you know, I'm also being, you know, a little bit coy, keeping some stuff in the dark, but I think...
Of course.
No, Mongo will never do that.
No, not at all. Hey, I got to keep my cards close to my chest, but I think the way the rotation develops over the course of the year is going to be really exciting, and for an organization that has prided itself on pitching for as long as it has, and the job that, you know, Coach Post has done for the last 7 seasons, it's really, I'm excited.
As you're looking at the way that the pitching staff is starting to develop itself this season, are you getting a feel for what the back end of this bullpen might look like this year?
Yes, and I mean, there is going to be some, you know, consistency in the bullpen. You have Nate Gerken, who has been a major part of this bullpen for the last couple of years. He's back. But then again, you have some new guys. Really, the pitching staff right now, it's definitely good, but it's a big question mark as to who slots in where. And right now, the only people that know the answer key to the puzzle or in that coach's clubhouse.
Now, I think one of the most interesting stories for this team in particular this season, Zach, is going to be how the team kind of handles the news about Matt Poporinko. I understand there are not many guys who played with Matt last season around the club now, but that coaching staff worked with Matt for many years. And how do you feel that impacts the team at all, if it does it all this season?
You know, I think for the guys that were around and played with Pobo, you know, there's definitely a sense of, Everything I've ever heard about him, he was apparently a huge personality. Guy could light up the room. And I think the mantra for this team should be win it for Pobo.
Very interesting. Now this season, Jack Kelly returns behind the plate, had kind of a part-time role with the club last season. They bring in Wilfredo Jimenez. You have Jake Ortega there. Who wins that everyday catching spot, do you think, this season?
I got to watch more reps to have that answer. And even then, I think it might be by committee.
Do you like the way that this team is being, the lineup-wise, how it's feeling right now, additional power, maybe not playing that kind of small, stolen base kind of game out there?
I like the lineup. I think this is going to be a fun team to watch. I think there's a lot of unknowns, and, that's part of the adventure as a broadcaster, It's exciting knowing that you have a lot of talent in this lineup, but you don't necessarily know how it's all going to come together. And I think that's part of the adventure this season for the coaches as well, is how do all these guys fit together? It's 100 games, a long season. It's an odyssey. So it's going to be exciting to see, in terms of chemistry, which lineups pan out better than others, and, who bats behind who, and I think there are going to be a lot of really interesting decisions that come up over the course of the season, and I can't tell you what those are. You got to watch the games to figure those out.
How many guys are currently in camp, would you estimate? I mean, are we looking at potential battles for roster spots as training camp goes on, or is it just a matter of locking guys into what their role in the team is going to be?
Everybody's here right now except for a couple of guys, but I know we got someone coming in tomorrow, and then that should all be squared up by the end of this week. But for right now, I would say everyone's just trying to find their role.
Now, speaking of role, how are you adjusting to the Steve Montgomery sense of humor so far?
Let me tell you, Mongo is one of the funniest people I think I've ever met in my life. Oh, my gosh. And I mean, look, I've worked with my fair share of coaches and managers and players, but this guy never hesitates to make me smile. I could be having the worst day. Woke up on the wrong side of bed. Coffee won't get hot. Hot water's broken in the shower. Clothes didn't dry. Mongo could say something. All that just goes away.
As long as you're never an umpire for a game he's managing.
There's a reason I went into broadcasting and not umpiring.
Zach, there's actually a lot of change around Sioux City and the club this season. And I'm curious, new GM and grounds crew and everything going on. How's everybody gelling right now and getting ready for this season?
It's a really new look for the organization. And, I have to give a lot of the credit to our new GM, Tom Backmire, who's instilled this culture within the Sioux City Explorers of, the baseball's always been good under Mongo, but we're trying to be just the best organization we can be, and Tom has done a great job of kicking things off on the right foot.
Now, departures haven't been just in the front office. Six players already signed by affiliate clubs are headed on their way to Mexico. I would think that would create a lot of tension around the locker room. They're worrying about the next guy out the door. It's amazing that this team, especially if they're able to get out off to a quick start, this team really could be the surprise story of the year, I think, without so many losses they've had already.
Well, I think Mongo has stated so many times that it was April and May that bit the organization last year. It was the worst May he's ever had as a coach. And that final game, it was win it in, lose and go home. If you win a couple more games in May, doesn't matter. So, really, I know everybody says this. This is a focus for the entire league. You want to get out to a strong start. These early games, you know, if you're a major league fan and your team drops a game in April, oh, it's just April. It is what it is. But the focus right now is to start strong, keep that momentum going, and see where it lands us. Because, look, there's been a lot of competitive baseball in Sioux City over the last 30 years, but there hasn't been a championship. And
do you feel the fact that that is the thing, is that adding pressure to the Explorers to get a championship? I mean, it's no secret that the Explorers have not been one of the top drawing teams in the league. Do you feel like is there pressure within the organization to win a championship, or is the focus just to have a good ball club?
Focus is to have a good ball club. Things are really laid back right now. I wouldn't say there's a lot of pressure, but you know, it's what Kevin Costner said in Field of Dreams: if you build it, they will come. And I think we're, as an organization, taking those steps to build a championship caliber organization.
Now, you talked about getting off to a quick start. 6 home games to begin the year, and especially Kansas City is one of those teams, and you have Lake Country, really looked a lot better team than last year, but still struggled if you're comparing record-wise. I mean, you got to feel like coming away with at least 4 victories out of that. Is there the sense like we got to get really off to our on the right foot here in that first series of the season?
Just got to focus on winning every series. That's what I think it boils down to.
Well, Zach, before I have you close us out of here today, if fans want to listen to the broadcast, tell us how they would find you.
AABaseball.tv, that's where you find us, and if you're local, KSCJ or their radio app. And if you can find a way to listen, this is a great group of ball players, and I'm nothing more than the guy that just tells their story. So make sure to tune in. You're not going to regret it.
Well, tell us this, Zach. When the Sioux City Explorers are holding the Miles Wolf Cup above their heads at the end of the season, what happened to make that occur?
Power and bullpen. That's it. Those are the two keys. That's what's going to make or break this whole season.
Fantastic. Zach Berman, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. No problem. You guys are the best.
Zach, appreciate that very much. That was very nice of you to come on here tonight.
Anytime, guys, you know.